In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be the big surprise at this weekend's Academy Awards. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, providing resources for homeownership at houselogic.com. Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere, available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. And Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Nick Park. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Special thanks this week to Sari Grassley. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Confidence Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will everybody be talking about after the Oscars? Adam Felber.
Natalie Portman will arrive being carried inside a giant egg, and somehow Charlie Sheen will be carried out in one.
Paula Poundstone.
Three women in the category of best actress will drop dead from fake smiling.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
The real Jesse Eisenberg will show up, guzzling Cristal champagne, snorting cocaine, canoodling two starlets at once, and, incidentally, naked and painted gold.
And if we see any of those things at the Oscars panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much, Carol Castle. Thanks, Adam Felber, Paula Poundstone, Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.